This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback, who is also a candidate for governor of the Sunflower State next year. But for the next few minutes, we want to talk to him about the Senate debate on health care legislation, which really picked up some steam over the past couple of days as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid unveiled the bill. And we're expecting a vote Saturday night to formally begin debate on the legislation. And Senator, thank you so much for your time today.
Happy to join you, Greg.
Well, what we were hearing is that Republicans were planning to invoke a rule that would force this 2,074-page bill to be read into the record, which would kind of throw off this fast track to the vote. Now we're hearing it's not going to happen. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that there will be a vote at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. That does not preclude us pushing to go ahead and get the vote, get the bill read out loud. That can be done and required at any point in time. But what we're going to push for at this point in time is to show people with clarity what this bill is about. This is a motion to proceed to the debate. It isn't to end the debate. It's just to start the debate. And we want to talk a lot about that, and we want to push people to read the bill.
Senator, do you have the votes to stop this debate from even formally beginning?
I don't know. A number of people are opposed to this bill, and they do not have 60 votes for the bill. But there are also people that are saying, look, I don't support the bill as it is now, but I want to go ahead and go to the bill. And that's on the Democrat side. I don't believe there are any Republicans who are supportive of going to this bill. And remember, this is a shell bill. Harry Reid has put this forward, but at any point in time, he can pull it out and put another shell within it, the House bill, something else. And so you're even voting about going to a shell.
Senator, as I mentioned, over 2,000 pages long, longer than the House bill was, which was nearly 2,000 pages. Huge debate today over the cost. Senator Reid says the CBO score is $849 billion. Other Republicans, like Senator Hatch, are pointing out that, look, once the thing actually kicks in 2014, you're looking at $2.5 trillion over 10 years. What are you going to be saying over the next several hours up to Saturday night to try and explain to the American people exactly how much this costs and exactly what this bill contains?
What we're going to be saying is this is fiscal insanity to do this at this point in time in this country. We are $12 trillion in debt. The federal government is hemorrhaging money, and you're going to add a multi-trillion dollar entitlement program at the time that we are bone broke. This is fiscal insanity is what we're going to be talking about.
They, of course, say, based on the CBO score, that they're actually reducing the deficit by $130 billion over 10 years. That can kind of get stuck in the weeds with the American people when they hear one side say one thing, the other side say another thing. How do you break through and make sure they understand what the facts are here?
Well, let's say that they even do balance, or it contributes some to balancing the budget. Where does that money come from? And the answer is, half a trillion of those dollars comes directly from taxpayers in the United States, more taxes at a time we cannot afford, and about half of it comes from Medicare cuts on a Medicare program that is not financially solvent now. So however you want to score it, the fact of the matter is you are taking money, more money from Americans that can't afford to do it, and you're taking money from Medicare, a program that's not fiscally sound now.
Senator, you represent a rather conservative state, so I would imagine most of the comments you're getting from your constituents are supportive of your position. But how passionate are the people in your state about seeing this not approved?
Oh, they are fired up. And people are both mad and scared. They're mad that we're even talking about this because they think this is just it is fiscal insanity. They're scared about what that it might actually pass because the Democrats are trying to ram it through because they have the votes, even though the American public does not want this bill, and it doesn't cover everybody. So really the objective of this bill is to get federal control over the health insurance system, which ultimately what you'll see take place is the federal insurance company that's created in this bill will end up being the major insurance company for the American public. And that is a bad system. It's bad structurally. It centralizes everything in Washington. It will not work ultimately.
Senator, most people, as you mentioned, have followed this debate pretty closely. But if the Democrats get their way and this is approved in the Senate and even a final bill approved by the new year, there are many provisions that would kick in really about 6 or 7 weeks from now. Explain as plainly as you can the things that would be forced upon the American people if, in fact, this were to be approved.
Well, the first things to kick in are the taxes. Then they'll kick in the requirements on health insurance coverage. And finally, the thing to kick in is the actual payment. And that's how they get the scoring of this down below $1 trillion, is the payout of the program doesn't start until after the 2012 election cycle, not until 2013. So you start taxing first, paying out later, and that's how you get to have a balanced bill that's in financial surplus technically, but in reality it is not. And one other thing, these ideas that we're going to cut $400 billion out of Medicare, that's been tried before and it has never happened. And it is a program that can't support itself now. This is not going to happen, and what will happen is the deficit and debt will skyrocket even further.
Senator, it's been said by some on both sides that really about 80% of this legislation, this debate, is common ground, and it's the really expensive stuff and the things like the public option that are the sticking points. Would you agree that for the most part, both parties agree that the same problems exist and for the most part, the same solutions exist? Or is that a little bit too rosy of a portrait?
I think it's too rosy of a portrait. There's nothing in here on tort reform. There's nothing in here to get down the cost of defensive medicine, which a number of people believe is 30% of the tests now are defensive medicine. And that the core of what the American public wants is they like their health care by and large now. Over 80% does. They think it costs too much, and they're concerned about people that don't have health insurance coverage. We need to go at it incrementally on that, what we can do to get the cost down and how we can get more people covered. This bill doesn't do that.
Senator, about a minute to go. Next year is obviously an election year. You'll be very active in that. And it's a referendum a lot of times on the administration, what's happening here in Washington. If, in fact, this goes through, what do you think the reaction might be at the ballot box in November?
I think it'll be horrific at the ballot box for Democrats in November. You saw a prelude to that in Virginia and New Jersey, what took place. You also saw after the House passed this health care monstrosity that Obama's poll numbers went down, and the generic ballot for the first time since 2002 flipped in favor of the Republicans against the Democrats. This is a bad idea for the Democratic Party to do this because the American public doesn't want to see this done, and independent voters in particular don't want to see this done.
There is a big swing there. The president now negative 17 among independents, according to one poll released this week. Fierce debate to come over the next 24 plus hours, as well as possibly later on this year. Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure to join you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, also a candidate for governor of Kansas in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.